Good morning, good morning. Ladies and gentlemen, you're dialed in. This is Business 1110 KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio. I am your host, Ron Klinger, and this is the Unleashed Radio Hour. Hey, we're getting ready to start. We're getting ready to rock. We're getting ready to roll today. Today is Man Crush Day. Yes, I brought that out. You're like, what is he talking about? Well, guess what? You're just going to have to dial in. You're going to have to stay connected. You're going to have to follow along to figure out what that is all about. So listen, I do this every show. I'm getting ready to launch up for those in my circle of influence that are connected to me out on Facebook. And I'm going live. I just hit the go live. I'm broadcasting 3, 2, 1 live out on Facebook on my personal profile, getting things taken care of. Although the image it took of me, hey, everybody out there on Facebook land. But hey, if you haven't liked our page, go out, find Unleashed Radio Hour on Facebook. Just go out and search for Unleashed Radio Hour out on Facebook. You can follow along with all things Unleashed Radio Hour at unleashedradiohour.com. Again, that's unleashedradiohour.com. When we come back, I'll talk about this whole man crush thing, what it means. Wait a minute, late arrival. Oh, wrong way. There's a little red whistle making his appearance here. We'll be right back after these messages.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. Their prices are direct from the airlines, and they're so low you can't find these fares published anywhere. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and great package deals anywhere around the world. Wherever you want to go, they can help you get there cheaply and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call right now for the lowest travel prices anywhere and for great last-minute travel deals, too. Call right now. 800-708-3091. 800-708-3091. 800-708-3091. That's 800-708-3091.
This is Business 1110.
All right, now we're back. I jumped the gun right there. Got a little excited. We're back here. Hey, we're getting ready to rock in this show here today. Ladies and gentlemen, you are dialed in. This is the Unleashed Radio Hour, heard on Bloomberg Business Radio here in Houston, Business 1110 KTEK. I am your host, Ron Klinger. Always want you to follow along, hop out on Facebook. Hey, listen, you want to get into today's discussion? I welcome that as an opportunity. If you're following along with me on Facebook Live, hey, jump in, give your comments. Let's make this as interactive out there as we can make it. Hey, if you're not connected to me personally, because that's the only way right now I can broadcast, hey, give me a shout-out, 713-785-1817. That telephone number again, 713-785-1817. Hey, and the Motivational Transitions text line is open, 281-715-9700. 281-715-9700. All right, so let me put this up on a tee. I'm going to make it just as simple and easy as possible for you. Yes, I have a man crush. Matter of fact, I got two. I'll tell you what the second one is maybe later. But the first one, and I did my yeoman's job. I did the best I could. I reached out. I sent a request from a friend that said, use my name and go do this. And it didn't work out. I understand. He's a very, very, very busy man who just happens to be in H-Town today and is speaking tonight, and I can't go, at the HR Gulf Coast Symposium, large HR symposium downtown here in Houston, put on by HR Houston. His name is Marcus Buckingham. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that is my man crush number one I'm going to talk about. If we get into that, and if you're out there on Facebook, he's a good-looking, handsome Brit. You're wondering, why would you talk about a man crush on the radio waves? Well, guess what? Hopefully I got your attention. But the reason why I'm talking about that and the reason for the man crush is I was very fortunate and blessed when the book came out back in 2000. And I've been dialed in on this journey ever since. All right, actually, it's 2001 is the publication date, but I got it right at the end of 2000. It's called Now Discover Your Strengths. And the reason I'm sharing that and I'm showing it out on the Facebook feed as well is one of the authors, his name is Marcus Buckingham. Marcus Buckingham and Donald Clifton worked for Gallup, and they went out and they sought out. And I've talked about this every now and again here on the show. And they used what is a growing field in an area in psychology known as positive psychology. In essence, it's dialing in. It's finding out what's right and good with people. And I think that's a powerful message that we need today. I'm going to preach it the way I want to teach it today because, oh, this is my pulpit today. And one of the things that I know, one of the things that's out there, I'm tired of the negativity that surrounds things that goes on. We need to be lifting people up. We need to be finding what and how do we find the best in people. And that's what positive psychology is. It is the scientific study of what's right and good in people. The other definition that is for positive psychology that I love is it is the scientific study of what enables individuals and communities to thrive. And that's why I brought that topic here today on the Unleashed Radio Hours. We're going to talk about, how many of you, case in point, we're going to talk about strengths. How many of you have ever had to answer the question in a job interview? So, insert your name here, tell me about your strengths. What do you consider to be your strengths? And how many people are like, I hate that question. Well, I'm not a big fan of it either. And the reason why I'm not a big fan of it, because I've sat on the other side of the table and I've done the interviews. I've listened and helped search committees and companies identify the talent that they want to grow, is most people cannot articulate what their actual strengths are. They're going to tell you certain things that may be a content area that they happen to know a lot about. Or they're going to, for lack of a better description in that interview, were telling me about your strengths. What they're going to do is they're going to tell you what they think you want to hear so that they can get the job. Man, and that's where I'm like, cuckoo. If we're going to ask the question, what is it that we really are trying to seek to find and learn? Do I just want someone to parrot to me what they perceive it is that I want to hear if I'm interviewing? Absolutely not. So one of the things I'm dialing in here, and I'm talking about the strengths-based work, you know, and it's gone through several different iterations since 2001. You're like, Ron, that's an old book. Yeah, well, that's where it all started with this. And that's why I brought it in here. That's why I'm showing it here in studio. You know, Gallup, Tom Rath, who I interviewed last year on this very show, he came out. He's now carrying the work of his late grandfather, Donald Clifton. And it's StrengthsFinder 2.0. Marcus is out, and he is now with the Marcus Buckingham Company, formed his own company. Here's a picture of my man crush for those out there. I'll post it out on Facebook. It's the only place you're going to get to see it. And then it says man crush number one. I'll maybe put man crush number two, and maybe I can increase a third because my brother Steve just jumped in on Facebook and said, what's up, homie? Right back at you, brother. But listen, why do I have this man crush on Marcus? Because the work that he has done and he continues to steward, you know, his latest book, Standout 2.0, Assess Your Strengths and Find Your Edge, Win at Work. Who doesn't want to win at work? I mean, come on. Really? Who doesn't want to win at work? And the key piece that I'm going to talk about, I'm going to share some of my own personal journey with this because I have been introduced to the strength-based work, to positive psychology, since the Now Discover Your Strengths book came out. I've met Marcus 2 to 3 different times already when he's been here to Houston, once at the same HR Gulf Coast Symposium when Discover Your Strengths came out, and then another time when his book, Go Put Your Strengths to Work, came out. Been a part of many different video sessions. The dude is phenomenal. I love the work that he does because what he's done is research-based. There's some validity to what's going on. And when people are seeking to find out about themselves, they're seeking to find out, how do I unlock? How do I unleash? Which is the whole purpose here of the Unleashed Radio Hour, is how do I unleash your, help you unleash your career and your business? Well, guess what? It comes back to, guess what are your strengths? What are those things that you really are capable of doing? And if you don't know, you owe it to yourself to go out and to educate to yourself, to get informed. So when I go through this, you know, the StrengthsFinder 2.0 has 34 different talent themes. And the key thing is, you're like, well talent themes, what are those? Well, those are the themes that they came up with at Gallup and doing the research that says, hey, these are things that are in there that maybe are unique to you. And we need to give them a definition so that we can talk about them. We need to give them a definition so that we can put it on a plan so that you can begin to talk and discuss and say, how do I grow a talent into a strength? How do I grow into something and then align those strengths, those things that just kind of happen naturally? They just happen. Like, for example, one of my strengths, now hold on, don't fall out of your chairs, don't get into an accident. You may be surprised, and I don't say this to be all braggadocious, one of my strengths just happens to be that of being an effective communicator. Go figure. Now, I say that, and it's like, wait a minute, oh my gosh, did people think I'm bragging about myself? No, I don't, you know what, in any case in point, I don't care anymore. I don't have a problem talking about my strengths, because if I don't talk about them, and if we don't nurture conversations in organizations around the collective strengths that people bring to the table, then how do we get anything done? How do we get anything done? And the reason I say that is because it never fails. Every now and again, and I've been accused before of having an agenda. Why? Because I'm telling you what I can do and how I can help you? Wait a minute. How is that having an agenda? I just happen to know what dialed in my strengths might be. So guess what? We don't have to figure out, well, who might be the best person to do this? And how do we do that? Or how do we get this done? Or who gets delegated that task or duty or responsibility? Right? So the key is, if we know, and it's that awareness. I use the quote all the time on the show. I am able to control only that which I am aware of. And the key is, if you're not aware of what those strengths are, you need to go out and read about them. You need to go find out and say, okay, what are the things that I can just naturally do well? Let me give you a case in point. Let's just talk in a volunteer role. Forget about the work environment. Let's talk in a volunteer role. Someone says, hey, would you like to volunteer and be a part of this group or that group or on our board of directors or doing something in this manner? I had that happen to me a couple of years ago, and the two roles that were asked of me were absolutely, positively, without a doubt, the worst possible fit you could ask for. I was asked, would you like to be the secretary of our organization? I'm a bit of an extrovert, and you want me to turn into an introvert and get a whole bunch of data and details correct on a regular basis and not be participatory in the conversation because I have to record the conversation? I don't think that's a good role for me. I can easily say no thank you. Oh, wait, you want me to drive and do concessions? Oh, what, so I can be that guy that everybody runs away from when they see you coming because you know, hey, have you signed up for your concession duty yet? Yeah, no, that's not me either. My point is I had no problem, and I do have an on-air admission to give. I do have this disease, and many in my circle, and maybe some of you following along on Facebook as I'm streaming out there live, you can go out to Facebook.com, hey, and hop on, go like the Unleashed Radio Hour, and I'll try to get the videos over there. I'm still learning on how to do all that and have some fun. But here's my point. This disease that I've got, I tell you, self-diagnosed. It's all good. I don't need WebMD, and I don't even think it is going to exist out on WebMD. But I will tell you this. I have this disease. It's called lacnoitis. And it stands for the inability to say no to things. I like to do as many different things as I possibly can. And to those of you that know me well, that are following along, yeah, I know that that is the case. But and I'm at a point right now where, you know what? If my strengths aren't in play, I don't think that's going to be something I want to spend my time and energy on. I want to be able to do things that make me feel strong. I want to be able to make a contribution in an area and in a way that I can add value and help others. That's my approach to using my strengths. And what I love to do more than anything else, and this is where I have fun when I'm not here on air, when I'm out there doing my thing, I love going in and helping teams figure out what those strengths are, helping teams understand in the workplace, how do we make this work? And the first thing we got to understand is, one, we got to know what our strengths are. So there's tons of resources. You can do Strengths Finder. You can use Marcus's work, Marcus Buckingham, my man crush. Google him, all right? You'll see he's a good-looking Brit. For those of you who can't see air, I got him up here in studio. Hi, there's Marcus. And maybe if I get pride enough here on Facebook, I'll tell you who man crush number two is. But it's kind of related, and I'll get to that story later. First piece, you got to know what your strengths are. You need to be able to identify and connect to them. If you can't do that, it's hard to next to impossible to volunteer them, and it's absolutely impossible to talk about them in a way that others will understand. Get everybody on the same page. I'm telling you, the strengths-based work, and this is why today, the title of this show is In Honor of My Man Crush, Leading from Your Strengths. Well, in honor of my man crush, Marcus Buckingham, who is here in Houston, who I don't get to see tonight, and that's okay. That's okay. And the reason I don't get to see him is because I made a commitment. I got 12 young men and parents. I got a baseball game to coach tonight, and that's where I'm going to be. But Marcus is in town. He's going to be the George R. Brown. I don't know if y'all can get out there and hear him. If you can, it would be a blessing and a gift. I know you need tickets to enter. But I know he's going to bring an A game because he always does. He's a phenomenal speaker, but it's the research that he's done that's created the strengths-based approach to living and working. It's a strengths-based approach to helping you find your edge, win at work, and it's a powerful message that if you don't know what your man, I got the man crush coming on here. If you don't know what your strengths are, you need to go out and find them. I'll post the references to that out on Facebook at Unleashed Radio Hour. Find Unleashed Radio Hour. And you could go get the books. You need to get aware of what your strengths truly are. How can you articulate them? And when we come back on the other side of this break, we're going to talk about how do you begin to have those conversations? How do you begin to talk with confidence and not feel that y'all braggadocious about what you can do in helping others and bring out the best of them? You hear the music. It's time to run to a break. We'll be right back after these messages. Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
This is Roger Michalski from Eagle Financial Publications. Are you a dividend investor? If so, let me tell you about a website that has just about every resource that a dividend investor could ask for. It's called dividendinvestor.com. We just launched a new and improved version of it, and there's nothing else like it. When you log on to dividendinvestor.com, you'll find screening tools plus an all-star ranking system to help you find the best dividend opportunities. There's a scorecard to track the dividends in your very own portfolio, plus time-sensitive updates so you'll be the first to know when dividends go up or go down, and so many other features. Be my guest. Log on for free today at dividendinvestor.com. Set up a portfolio and see how easy it is to work the dividend calculator. And be sure to take the website tour to discover all the other great benefits. I'm convinced dividendinvestor.com will pay dividends to your bottom line. Go to dividendinvestor.com now. Dividendinvestor.com.
This is Business 1110.
Hey, we thank you for taking that one shot, one opportunity to dial in here today on Business 1110 KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio here in Houston, Texas. I am your host, Ron Klinger, and this is the Unleashed Radio Hour. Today we're talking about bringing those collective strengths, and I opened it up with my man crush, talking a little bit about Marcus Buckingham. I tried to get him here in the show today, knowing that he was going to be in town, but this is one sought after, very extremely businessman. Hey, careful. I know I almost made a slip of some sorts. I don't know. Hey, but hey, he is the man, all right? Which is why I've got the man crush. I have a great appreciation for the work that he has done, the contributions that he's making to help individuals and organizations be successful by using positive psychology, by using the strengths-based approach that can help make individuals and teams more effective in what they do and help them thrive. That's what I love. That's what's important to me. That's what drives me as well. So I admire, that's where the man crush comes from, the work that he's done, because it's in alignment with who I am and what I'm about. So we talked in the first segment. I gave some books. Standout 2.0 is a book that you can go find. Strengths Finder 2.0. I don't care, and I'm not here pushing one over the other, but it is the strengths-based work that you need to look at. I actually use in the leadership classes that I teach strengths-based leadership because it talks about how you can utilize your strengths and the strengths of others to lead effectively. It all gets you to the point of that I talked about in the first segment, which is if you can't truly articulate your strengths or you don't know what they are. I mean, this is being used on college campuses all around to help college students be successful. It's being used out in the business sector to help teams thrive, to help individuals grow and develop. I use it in what I do. And the point that I'm going to get to here is probably the biggest area. You know, first point, you got to know what they are. You need to become aware. You need to have that awareness of what those strengths are. Be able to talk about them, reflect back on, hey, when did that particular strength? One of my strengths that comes out of the Strengths Finder 2.0 work is that of communicator. Well, when I stop and I think and I look back, Another one that's in there, it's called Woo, Winning Others Over, because I'm super shy. Not. I can stop and I can go back, and if I've got anybody listening in from my high school days up in Columbus and Pickerington out there on Facebook, you know, I remember when we opened up. Yeah, I'm old. This is one of those old stories where we go back to our glory days, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm going back to the day when we had to, and I was on student council, and I had an opportunity to go and lead guided tours of our show and demonstrate and take out families in our community that were looking at the brand new high school that was getting ready to be opened. And the reason I say that there, and people are throwing comments, love what's going on, thank you, I love it here. But here's my point. When I stop for a minute and I know what my strengths are because I'm aware of them, I can now talk about them. So I can go back. I was a senior in high school. This was in the middle of December in Ohio. It was cold, man. And we're taking people through the high school. Fast forward to what is it? Why am I telling you this story? Well, when I got my strengths results and I look at it through the prism of reflection, I can go back and see, yeah, the communicator was there, and yeah, my woo was there, and it was natural. Why? Because I'm sitting here in front of a group of 20, maybe 15, 20 community members, people that I don't know. Hi, my name is Ron Klinger. Welcome to Pickerington Central High School. I'm going to take you on this grand tour. And I was able to go around, and when I left that, I don't care how cold it was. I don't care how long of the day it was. I mean, it was frigid, and then I still had to go to work. I bagged groceries at Kroger. Imagine that. Worked as a kid in high school. And my point with that is I was energized. I felt strong. I was like, wow, this is great. This is good. I mean, I got people that are giving me, hey, love the energy in the show you're bringing today. Why? Because I'm talking about a topic that's meaningful to me. Why? Because, oh, guess what? My strengths are engaged in bringing this message to you. It's why I'm on the air. When the opportunity came knocking, oh, that's a classic faux pas. I just knocked the entire camera down because I knocked on the table here in the studio. That was awesome. Hey, but my whole point is, when the opportunity came knocking to be on this radio show, I jumped. I said, absolutely. Absolutely. Because guess what? Every time I leave the studio, and thank you for the feedback and support that you are all giving me, I leave this feeling strong because my strengths are at play. That's why it's important to know what they are so that you can talk about them. We'll talk about how you get over the braggadocious, arrogant, whatever you want to call it mode of that, because we're not trained nor encouraged to talk about our strengths, and I'll tell you why that's bad when we come back from this break. And guess what? If you know what your strengths, tied into the music, you won't be living on a prayer.
Are you living with pain? I was, after a nasty fall. I got relief with 1 hour pain relief. I'm Barry Yarkoni, president, and here's Lisa, a Marine who was injured in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers for lingering head, shoulder, back, and knee pain, but I hated the dangers and side effects. My friend told me about 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm off the drugs.
1 hour pain relief is the result of 15 years of research on an amazing extract from hops, the plant used to flavor beer.
Whether your pain is from an injury or just aging, you get safe, all-day relief in less than 1 hour.
We're so sure you'll love 1 hour pain relief, too, that we'll send you a one-week trial for just a small shipping charge. Call 800-269-4200 right now. That's 800-269-4200. There's no gimmicks, no obligation, no automatic shipments. Stop living with pain. Call 800-269-4200 for your one-week trial or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-269-4200.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. If you're just catching the show, we're dropping it today. We're making my camera drop, my phone, broadcasting live out on Facebook. Hey, but today, yes, I opened up the show. I talked about today is in honor of a gentleman who is traveling in here from probably anywhere around the globe. His business is based out in California. His name is Marcus Buckingham, and I'm talking about the work that he helped to create and steward in the strengths-based revolution of being able to identify true talent themes in folks that they can develop into their strengths, things that they could do naturally, things that give them that yearning quality. I want to go do that more. Things that make uplift you, that make you feel strong, that you're naturally inquisitive about how do I know more about this so that I can do more about that. You know, I'd love to know if Marcus was listening in. That would be like, fuck. fabulous. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
May I have another?
Another.
See, and that's what we do. We're in sync here and on this show. We're having fun as long as my phone doesn't fall down and crash and go boom again. So I won't be pounding on the desk here. But listen. First part, know your strengths, become aware of them. There's resources out there. Standout 2.0, StrengthsFinder 2.0, strengths-based leadership. Just go out and look for anything strength-based. Just go strengths-based approach, and you'll find a ton of resources out online. I'm not going to give you all that stuff, because it's out there. What I'm talking about is when you know where those strengths lie for you. You know, one of mine is, and many folks will understand this, I'm an activator. What does that mean? When I see an opportunity, and I don't want to sit here around here and talk about it all day. I want to go and get her done. Well, that's just a natural wiring for me. And you might say, well, Ron, there's other people like that. But here's the reality. I want you to think about your strengths. And one little key thing, one key little thing that you may identify that you're in that strength zone for you is if you're like, wait a minute, doesn't everybody think this way? When you go about doing something or taking action or initiating something and realize, no, not everybody does. You know, and to me, that's my own little rudimentary way of saying, hey, doesn't everybody think this way? Well, no. Okay, well, what does that mean to me? And see, I think the key part, I don't care if you've got a coach, a business coach, a personal friend, a confidant, a mentor, you need to explore these strengths with someone who can help you see them in their lens as to how they show up for you because you're too close to it. You're too close to it. Now, I talked earlier about using that lens of reflection and thinking back into your life. I mean, when I know what my strengths were, I'm like, yeah, I can see how this is, and I see how that helped me. I mean, I moved around like I was a retail brat. I moved 9 times by the time I became a freshman in high school from the time that I was born. That's the role that my dad had. That's what we did as a family. I can tell you straight up, my woo strength, which stands for winning others over, means I can go into any group, any audience, anywhere of individuals, and there are no strangers. There's just friends and acquaintances I've yet to make. I can connect. I'm not intimidated by that. And some people are like, well, Ron, you're being all, again, here's that word, braggadocious. Well, listen to you. Talk about your strengths. Yeah, because I know about them. I'm aware of them. And I'm confident in them. I don't, and I feel like I have to apologize, but I don't want to have to apologize. You see, when people talk about what they're naturally talented or good at, for whatever reason, we've created this paradigm, this perspective in our society that, guess what? Oh, listen to them talk about themselves. And we turn our nose up at people when they know and they're talking about it. It's like, instead of listening and saying, wow, that's pretty cool, and how does that help you? And I'm at that point where I want to develop personally and professionally, and if I can't articulate my strengths with just precision, with clarity, with absolute utter certainty, this is what it is, this is how I do it, this is how it helps me and how it can help you, then I'm like, how do they got something I want to know about. I'm not looking at it at a lens of saying, oh, here we go again on their soapbox about how awesome they think they are. No, it's about being genuine. It's about saying, and especially in a dynamic, in a group of individuals, where how many of you just loved classroom group projects in school? See, the problem is I think we set up those teams, those group projects for failure. Why? We don't teach people how to work well in groups. We don't help them understand their strengths so that the group can come together and say, hey, I'm good at this, I'm good at this, I'm good at this. That's great. Because what winds up happening? Oh, and this never happens in work. A small few do all the work. We're going to dance to a break. We'll be right back.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life.
800-287-7891. 800-287-7891. 800-287-7891.
That's 800-287-7891.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. You're dialed in. This is the Unleashed Radio Hour, and I am your host, Ron Klinger. You're dialed in on Business 1110 KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio here in Houston, Texas, or you're streaming live out on Facebook. What's up, y'all? I point to the camera. There you are. I was trying to keep everybody engaged on all different levels. Hey, if you want to get into this conversation, please feel free to do so. 713-785-1817. That telephone number again, 713-785-1817. Oh, hey, and the text line is open. 281-715-9700. That's right. That Motivational Transitions text line is up and running at 281-715-9700. All right. Hey, look, we're dialing in here. We're coming in. And real quick, shout out to Eric. Thank you, Eric. You know, Eric and I, we go way, way back in time, right? We go back to golly gee whiz, intermediate school, for those of you down here, middle school for people up north. You know, he says, and your strength was always talking. Well, I can, good thing I found a profession where my talking can use, I could use it for good to take care of me and my family. But he says, and connecting. You know, and thank you, Eric. That means a lot to me that people will see that. See, and this is where we start to begin having conversations. You know, I don't know what job you've got. I don't know what organizations you're connected to. I don't know how you are or are not involved in your community. But if you are, and you are interacting on a regular basis with other people, I humbly believe, it's just my humble little old me opinion, that you need to get out there, understand what your strengths are, and one of my strengths, it's called maximizer. It's how do I find the strengths in others and take something good and move it to excellent. It's a motivating driving force for me. Drive some people nuts, I understand, and I'll talk about that in just a second. But the key is, how can you truly build people up? And if we can have conversations around a positive dialogue of our strengths and what we do well, and we don't have to shy away or feel bad for doing so. I mean, when was the last time you had a meaningful conversation, if you're out there in the work world with your supervisor, your boss, or your leadership team, and said, hey, y'all, sorry, I've been in Texas a long time. Hey, y'all. Look, right, Nikki's got it. Yeah, and I got to chuggle out here in the studio. Hey, y'all, look, here's where I can help. No, we're not encouraged nor trained to do that. And it takes a leader to step up and say, hey, we've got a collective group of individuals. We're not all just formed all nicely, and we're not clones. This isn't the empire, right? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Right? We don't all look the same. We don't all think the same. We don't all behave the same. We're all not wired the same. So if we're going to figure out how we make things work, right? Case in point, baseball season is upon us. I got a playoff game tonight. We got to win that one. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Yes, that's an amen. We're going to preach it. We're going to teach it here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. But my point is, take a baseball team. Take a professional baseball team, right? Take a professional baseball team. You can't win a ball game with 9 first basemen. You can't win a ball game with 9 center fielders because the skill sets that are needed to pitch, to catch, the range that you've got to have at shortstop, the mental clarity and focus that you need to play some of those positions, some require it and others don't. So my point is, why wouldn't you want to know in our own DNA who we are, what we do, and how we bring that to the table so that when we start making decisions about where we spend our time, our energy, and our resources, when we start looking about, hey, what job am I going to look for? Hey, how can I help my team? Hey, how can I grow? Hey, how can I develop the people? Man, I'm almost getting ready. I need a pulpit up in here. Man, little Bishop T.D. Jakes here. I need my napkin. Oh, we got hands up in the air. Hey, can I get the hands up? Yeah. Waving around like you just don't care. All right, that's another way to get down. But here's my point that I'm trying to get to you. We have to understand. We got to talk about, first, back to the awareness. What are your strengths? How can you articulate them with clarity, with purpose? Can you say, yes, this is how it's helped me and this is how it can help us? And then if you're leading out there, how can you facilitate the dialogue that individuals are comfortable, confident, and there's no risk of, oh, here we go again, talking about themselves. Man, it just ain't cool. It just ain't cool. So when we start working on it, we start taking care of business. You need to get to the core of your people. You need to get to, because stop for just a minute. If you're listening in, think about the last week or so. You know, what was that last activity that you lost track of time? You know, like, wow, I could get lost. I could do that. Man, if I could only do more of that. Now, see, the challenge is a lot of things that come out might be in our hobby area, things that we may not get paid to do. So that doesn't always translate to the career aspect. But what if there were things that you could do that turned into a profession, or that you were able to contribute into a company or to a business or starting your own? Who might have thought of that one? Maybe get your own radio show. I don't know. The point I'm trying to get to is, if you don't know what they are, how do you plug them in? And if you don't know what they are, how do you talk about them with others so that you can bring the best of you every single day? You can't. Awareness, discussion, dialogue, and engage those strengths. The reason why I'm bringing this up is, how many of you, let's see what happens here real quick on Facebook. So if you're out there following along with me on Facebook, and I got a little bit of delay between the live and the video feed, here's what I want you to do on Facebook. I want you all to think about the tasks that you are taking today. Just even think about today. It's 10:42 a.m. Central Standard Time, 11:42 a.m. East Coast Time, or wherever you are around the globe. Heck, I had a friend dialed in from Vietnam last week who was watching the video. I want you to think about the tasks that you've done today or this week. What are those tasks that have a yearning quality for you? What are those tasks that you're like, man, I really want to do more of that one and that one? And then I want you to think about those tasks like, oh, God, I got to do that again. Oh, please, please, please. Can someone else do this job? Man, this depletes me. When I have to do this and I just can't stand that. So what I want you, if you're listening out there on Facebook, have you had those tasks? Have you had those tasks that just energize you? You say, I want to do more of that and as much of that as I can every day, all day long. Or what do you do day in and day out? Just like you leave at the end of the day, you're like, will somebody put me out of my misery soon? Because I'm miserable, I'm exhausted, I'm tired, I'm drained. I can't do anything because I spent my entire day doing tasks that just don't bring the best of me. And I pause there because I want you to think about that. And again, if you're on Facebook, share, tell me. Hey, my boy Brian from Vietnam just joined in. B-O-H. I guarantee I know what the response will be here on Facebook. You know, but my point with that is, the strengths, they have a quality that lift us up. When they are engaged and we're like, man, I'm in a zone. You know, we talk about athletes getting in the zone. We had forget who the pitcher was. I heard about it today for the Washington Nationals, who was truly in a zone yesterday when he pitched 20 strikeouts in one game, which tied the Major League Baseball record for strikeouts pitched by a pitcher in one 9-inning complete game. 20 strikeouts. Now, in the zone, production, performance. What I'm trying to say to you is, think about the tasks that you take care of every day at work. Those that you love and those that you just, oh my gosh, this depletes me. I can't stand this. Don't make me do this any more than I have to, please. Why am I bringing this up? Because not only do you need to know, be aware of what your strengths are, not only do you need to be able to talk about them in a way that doesn't have you labeled as a braggart or an arrogant whatever, however you, yeah, I could have gone down those. Yeah. Well, we can't really put that one on the airwaves, Andy. He just lipped something to me. We'll leave that just on the DL, right? But we have to be aware of them. We need to be able to talk about them and with confidence and feel comfortable in sharing those strengths. And then we need to be able to align our day around what are those things that really lift us up, you know? And granted, part of this piece is, guess what? We're going to have to do things that aren't always in our wheelhouse. I get it. I have to do that as well, okay? But my point is, What if we spent the bulk of our day doing what we need to do? Because most of us have to go out and find a J to the O to the B to the M to the O to the N to the E to the Y. Yeah, that's a job to get money. See, to me, that's how I differentiate a career. A career is where someone follows a passion and a purpose, where they're connected and then they're engaged. A job is where we exchange time for money. That's how I differentiate. So I'm trying to here to help you unleash your career and your business. Okay? So what are the things, you know, and I think that's how it has to roll. We have to be able to, when we're aligned and we're able to, the majority of the day, because maybe not all day, because maybe as Sandra put out, hey, cleaning toilets. Yeah, I don't like to clean toilets either, and apparently neither do my kids because they can't hit the mark. That is not a strength of, especially my little one. We'll leave well enough alone there. Too much public disclosure on that one. But my point to that matter is, what if you centered your day, your activities, your career around the things that energized you more than depleted you? What if that's what you did? You know, I've got Sandra. She's, hey, appreciate the contributions and getting engaged here. Organizing, time management, planning. I will guarantee you that if you've taken the StrengthsFinder, and if you have, Sandra, let me know if I'm right. One of the strengths out of the StrengthsFinder is that of a ranger or strategic that I guarantee you've got. It's being able to put things in place in order. Well, guess what? Wouldn't you want that out of someone where that's what they got to do on a regular basis? See, and I know this because that arranger is one of the strengths that I have. It helps me in my role as a trainer and as a facilitator when I'm out teaching management, when I'm out teaching leadership. Why? Because some things go over well with a group that I'm teaching, and sometimes things are a big stinker. Boom, that one dropped, and it didn't drop it like it was hot. It was just a pile of poo. Well, that might have been hot, too. You follow my flow. You got to be able, and if those activities lift you up, they make you feel strong, that why wouldn't you want to do more of that? And I don't care, and it goes back, I mean, there's so many different quotes to parents, to everybody else, to whatever the case might be. Hey, I don't care what you do, just be the best of whatever it is you choose to do. Well, the way to do that, guess what? The way to do that is to truly dial in those strengths. But you've got to know what they are. You need to be aware of them. You need to be able to talk about them and then align your actions around those in the day. You know, if you need to get a good start to your day, maybe knock out some of those things that may deplete you a little bit, but then hurry up and get into those things that make you feel strong. Give you energy, get you going, get you shaking, get you baking, get you moving. Kay, can I get an amen?
Amen.
The train is leaving the station, and I'm engaging my strengths because I know what they are. I'm able to talk about them, and I build my day around them. I build my day around them. That's the key. Marcus, if you're out there listening because you just got into Houston, I don't know when you're traveling. You know, Marcus Buckingham, again, the man crush of this whole conversation is all about the fact that I truly, truly value, I truly appreciate, and love the work that he's done. It's made an impact on me personally. It's made an impact on those that I try to share this message. I hope it's making a difference for you today. I'm just a vehicle. I'm just a voice. You know, and he was the one that participated in the work. And I've got videos that he's done and things that he enjoyed. You know, the research that he loves doing it. He loves, and Marcus, I've seen the videos. It's called Trombone Player One. It'd go out and see if you can maybe find them online. You can maybe purchase them. You know, but there's a point in there where he says, I love researching mysterious organizational and individual excellence. I've seen the video so many times, right? Well, I love that too. And that's why I have an admiration for what he does. That's where the man crush comes in. And so, real quick, if anyone knows, let's see on Facebook. Do you know who my second man crush is? I just may have to release that when we come back here after the break. But listen, go out, look for strengths-based approach. Look for Marcus Buckingham. The purpose of this show is to give to you and to share with you information, tools, and resources that helps you unleash your career and business. And I think and I believe wholeheartedly with everything in my heart, it's about how do you get in that strength zone where the best of you can show up every day, all day. You hear the music? We're going to run to a break. We'll be right back after these messages. Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
If you're using drugs or are addicted to pills or alcohol, you need help. You know that your addiction is harming your life, your job opportunities, and most importantly, your loved ones. You've probably already suffered from addiction's effects, and you know you need help. But breaking free from addiction is hard, even if you know it's what you need to do. And sometimes, it's just too hard to do alone. You need a hand from someone who knows what you're going through, someone who's there to help. That's where we come in. The Kick Addiction Network specializes in getting you the help you need to beat addiction, once and for all. Our network of treatment specialists can help you get clean and have the experience and track records to show for it. And if you're struggling with addiction and have private insurance, your help may be fully covered. No, you're not alone. Take one small step and get your life back on track. Give us a call 24/7 at 1-800-KICK-ADDICTION. 1-800-KICK-ADDICTION. That's 1-800-KICK-ADDICTION.
This is Business 1110.
All right, we had the jams going on here in studio, baby. We had the jams going out. A little turn down for what? Little DJ Snake, Little John. Hey, we're rolling here. This is the Unleashed Radio Hour. I'm having a blast today. I hope you're having a blast, too. Thanks to everybody that's following along out there on Facebook. Hey, the cat is out of the bag. Yes, I am nuts. It is certifiable. Thanks, brother. Much love to you up there in Yompton. Up there at Hiram College. Dial in and listen in. That's my brother, Chris. Love you, bro. Always glad to have you following along. Appreciate everybody else that's dialed in as well here. Dialing on. Yeah, it is water, Jeff. It is water. It is water. That's what happens when you use your strengths in my water bottle. People are like, hey, is that water in that water bottle? Listen, today's discussion has been in the honor of Marcus Buckingham. Donald Clifton as well, who took Marcus under his wings, and they did the research that has created the strengths-based approach to leading, to guiding, to developing that I wanted to talk about specifically here today. And it really truly does matter if you know what those strengths are. How do you engage them? You know, one of the statistics when they first started doing that work, you know, they asked people, how many of you and did the research get to use your strengths every day, all day? And the irony of it is it turned out to only be 17%. 17% of the people. So they rounded it up 2 out of 10. And the classic statement is, are you one of the 2 out of 10 who gets to use your strengths all day, every day, or at least the majority of the day? Because there's always going to be tasks that don't fall into our wheelhouse. But what if we did participate in activities that let our strengths come out on a regular and consistent basis? We're going to be more engaged. We're going to be more productive. We're going to enjoy the work we're doing. We're going to enjoy the work that we're doing with the people that we're working with. And I think that's the message I want to leave you with here today. You know, and I put a little teaser here. I'll tell you right before we go to this break and go to the final segment. You know, the thing, and I'm going to bring it down and talk on a little bit more of a serious level here, is I have concerns when you go out there and you look across the landscape and businesses and companies and organizations and volunteer groups, when you get people who aren't engaged or aren't engaged for the right reason or aren't even positively engaged. Now, that concerns me. It concerns me especially when it could be taking place in our schools. It concerns me that the leadership, whether it's the schools, our churches, our businesses, our community organizations, whose sole responsibility is to be in service to others, that there's a chance to have people who are disengaged, or even worse yet, people that may have their own personal agenda because it's all about them. And that's a whole other topic on servant leadership. But one of the things that I know confidently is if you bring your strengths to the table, good things are going to happen. When you can talk to others about those strengths and bring them to the table, good things are going to happen. You're going to be more productive. You're going to be more engaged. And those around you, it's contagious. I'm going to leave you hanging on that other man crush until we come back for this final break and final segment. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour on Business 1110 KTEK.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-269-2700. 800-269-2700. 800-269-2700.
This is Business 1110.
Look, if you had One shot. One opportunity.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. And I sincerely want to thank you for taking the opportunity today to be a part of the Unleashed Radio Hour here on Business 1110 KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio in Houston, Texas. I also want to thank all those followers that have been hopping on, or if you're watching this video post out on Facebook. It's getting a lot of traction. I love the interaction. Thank you all for participating. Yeah, Eric, I'm not a huge fan as well of the put a warm body in a position attitude of hiring. It's not a good thing. Never bodes well. And then you've got to deal with things that just doesn't work. So here's my point. We want strategic alignment. We want to be able to, as individuals on the personal level, to bring the best of us to work every single day. Which leads me to, I'm going to tell you, if anyone's got connections, I'd love to get connected someday. I'd love to sit down one-on-one and have a chat with Marcus Buckingham. The other person where I've got a man crush, and you can search, you can Google Marcus Buckingham. The other man crush is JT, the one and only Justin Timberlake. And... People are like, man, you crazy. Well, we've already established that. But you need to understand the why behind that. The why behind that is I can remember as I think back to when my daughter was born, and one of those wonderful late nights, I'm up flipping channels, and I happened to stumble upon a world tour that he was doing that was on HBO. And I just got, you know, okay, let's just listen to this. But within the first 2 to 3 minutes of me catching on what he was doing, he was talking to the audience that was present. And his statement stuck with me because I wasn't a huge fan then, and I began to watch because of the following statement that he made. He says, I have the best job in the world. I have an opportunity to get to travel around the globe doing what I love and letting my strengths guide me every single day. Something in that, I've probably butchered it, paraphrased it, but when he hit the strengths and he said, I get to travel the globe doing what I love, I went, Scooby Snack? It grabbed my attention. And as I've watched, and this is around 2004 when my daughter was born, Audra, and I have watched him grow. I have watched him develop. I have watched him, and to me, he is the total performer, from music to dance to acting to humor to comedy. Why? And I admire what he does because he is the pure entertainer. And I admire it because he recognized what his strengths were, and he throws everything into it. I mean, go ahead. Next time on Saturday Night Live, and he's hosting, tell me you're not going to watch the record and put it on your DVR and watch it later. Why? Because it's awesome. The ratings boost on Saturday Night Live every single time JT hosts. Why? Because he operates out of his strengths in everything that he does. That's who he is. The best of him can show up in a very public way, and we can all see it. That's why that man crush number two is on Justin Timberlake. So listen, we thank you for being in here today. I thank you for being a part of everybody that's out there on UnleashedRadioHour.com. Everyone that's following along on Facebook, if you haven't liked the page on Facebook, please jump out there now so you can stay dialed in to the information, tools, resources, and tips that I'm going to share with you. And until then, hey, just keep rocking. Find out what you got to do and how you got to do it to bring the best of you and those around you out every single day. Until next week, ladies and gentlemen, and my brother Andy's going to help us take this. Until next week, see ya!